Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, sure is. So we've been missing this music recently. But I do believe that Michael Flax is live from Amsterdam real quick. Flax, what's happening, bro?
I just got to Amsterdam, checked in, and it's so cool here. It's so lovely.
Listen, dude, have you been missing us at all?
Yeah, 100%.
It looks like you've been having an amazing time, and we're going to play out in a little bit. You've sent through a voice note of all the different things that you've done. But what's the plans for New Year's Eve?
So we're in Amsterdam. Like, we just got here probably like half an hour ago. It seems like the sense of melting pot. Like, we walk outside, and it's just like traffic of people. There's just bars. There's those infamous, like, weed smoking places. All you smell is weed. There's bars. It's probably like a bar, then a coffee shop, then a bar, then a sweet shop, then a bar. So this place probably going to light up soon. It's probably going to be insane. Like, you can hear fireworks.
Yeah, what's the time there in Amsterdam right now?
Oh, what's the time here?
It's asking Liz.
22. 22-4.
20-4. Okay, cool. So
but you don't have much time here because the sun sets everywhere early. Like, in Switzerland, the sun starts setting at 4 o'clock.
Flax, what have you learned about yourself on this holiday that you've taken?
I need to start making more money.
Yeah, I would imagine that rand would have hit you a little hard in all these different places.
You have no idea. Switzerland is so expensive.
Okay.
They charge you to breathe there.
But you're having a really fantastic time, right?
Yeah, it's honestly been so cool. I've learned so much about the different countries, and I've seen snow. I've learned to snowboard in 2 days.
Very impressive. How do you think that this experience is going to enrich your abilities in terms of producing on the Gareth Cliff Show?
Just broaden my horizon.
Nice.
Reach for guests in different countries. I know a lot more. I know about continents. I know about travels. I know a bit more about the economy and the economic strain on people.
So you're becoming very global. This is fantastic. Okay, Flax, give me the New Year's Eve message. What message do you have for your legions and legions of fans?
Drink tonight, party tonight, but start making money tomorrow.
Nice one, so that you can go on holidays like Michael Flax. It's perfect. Anything else you want to tell us?
I was at Madison Avenue with you tonight. I'm so like FOMO, I'm missing out.
Well, no, it's important that, listen, you can tune in because we're going to be live streaming everything on cliffcentral.com. But you got to represent for us in Amsterdam. I hope you're wearing a Cliff Central t-shirt, Flax.
No, I definitely will. I'll make like a Cliff Central flag quick and I'll wave it around here.
Nice one. Well, listen, dude, thank you so much for taking time out of your travels, and you can now leave the Wi-Fi zone and head into whatever you have to do. Have a phenomenal New Year's, and we'll catch you on Monday, right?
Yep, I'll be back Monday morning.
Fantastic. That's Michael Flax there, live from Amsterdam. Very, very cool. And we're going to catch up with Flax's trip right now. He sent through a really dope voice note with everything he's been up to. Take a listen to Flax living his best life.
I hope you guys are ready for a rocking New Year's at Madison Avenue tonight. I'm sure it's going to be off the hook. I started my trip in Paris, which is such an awesome city. We went to Eiffel Tower. I went to the very top of the Eiffel Tower in a lift. There's this cool story about Thomas Edison at the top there and the guy who came up with the concept and built the Eiffel Tower. And up there, they tell you all the famous people that were there. Also in Paris, it's so hard to order food in Paris because everything's in French and some people don't speak English there, and it's just so hard, and you end up getting like the worst meal there. And everyone eats these massive three-course meals. They start off with starters, then main course and dessert. And I couldn't even get through starters. Like, you get so full. And then I went to, they have a red light district in Paris, which is just like a whole road of sex shops. And they have that infamous show, Moulin Rouge. So we went there at like 11 o'clock at night for a show. It is so expensive, but all as you see for like an hour and a half is just ass and titties, and it's just people dancing, and it's really awesome. It's like sort of Madame Zingara with no tops and lots of ass. I went to Disneyland Paris honestly such a cool theme park. We saw all the characters and they like make fake snow there and parades and stuff, and it's so packed and it's freezing in Paris. I think it must have been like 4 degrees. Then straight from Paris I went to Switzerland, and that's like a, you get on the train, use public transport. Public transport in Switzerland's ridiculous. It's like 100 euros to go anywhere. So we flew into Switzerland, then you take like a 2-hour train ride, and after the 2-hour train ride we get to our place. I think it was called Langebrachten, Lauterbrunnen, something like that, and there it is freezing. I think it hits like -3 just during the normal day. And then if you, well, we went snowboarding, and I've become very good at snowboarding now. I went down like the beginner slope in the Swiss Alps, and as you go up to the main like snowboarding area, it just gets colder and more snow and colder. All you do in Switzerland is you eat dinner, which is so expensive, and you wake up at like around about 8 o'clock. Sun only comes up at like 8:30, 9. You get the snow gear on, you go snowboard till about or ski. Most people actually ski there, or you ski till about 4-ish, because the sun starts setting at 4:30. You go down, you have dinner, and then most people are in bed sleeping by 8 o'clock. It's such a small town, Langebrachten and Wengen and stuff like that. So I left Switzerland this morning, and then I arrived in Amsterdam for New Year's, which is apparently like the maddest vibe. We're staying in this place. It's legit in the center of everything that's happening. Like all the bars, you walk outside our place and the first bar to the right's one of those like infamous weed bars, and all you smell is weed everywhere, and there's nice food to eat everywhere. So not much of an update on Amsterdam because we just got here. Every hotel room we have stayed in has been smaller than like a kitchen cupboard and cost more than probably most of your mansions in Sandhurst. But that's all I can give you now. Amsterdam, I'm sure tonight's going to be insane. Happy New Year to you guys there. Have the best time tonight, and have a shot for me.
Michael Flaxer, live from Amsterdam. He'll be back on the Gareth Cliff Show Monday morning between 6 and 9. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.